Support for Home Pricing Trends comes from the Real Estate Initiative at Florida Atlantic University. The purpose of the FAU Real Estate Initiative is to investigate and share real estate knowledge and information with the local community, region, state, and the nation. Learn more at business.fau.edu/real estate.
I'm Ken Johnson with Florida Atlantic University's College of Business, and this is Home Pricing Trends. In 19 of the 23 cities in the Braha, Hardin & Johnson Buy versus Rent Index, pricing is above its long-term trend. In other words, housing is overpriced in most of the country. The BH&J scores, however, indicate that downward pressure on the demand is present. However, it's not as strong as it was even 3 months ago. Our scores are coming down, yet most cities remain above their long-term pricing trend. Why would the scores be coming down? So a couple things are going on. One, low interest rates are making ownership ever more affordable. And secondly, the alternative of renting and reinvesting isn't performing as well as it was in the recent past. We've all seen the slowdown in the equity markets, and the bond market has not been doing well for quite some time. So our scenario is always set up with a theoretical house that is either rented and the renter would reinvest monies that would otherwise go into home ownership, or owned and the owner then of that property would acquire equity buildup. In which way works out better? So with a slowing in the alternative assets and their performance, and with the lowering cost of home ownership, the BH&J scores are pulling back from some relatively high numbers, not as bad as they were a decade ago, but they're pulling back, making the downward pressure on the demand for home ownership less. However, there's still a lot of downward pressure on the demand for home ownership. And one of the points I want to drive home today is, in the last few days, I've heard several times in the national media that we're entering a buyer's market. That's not exactly true. If you look at a buyer's market being relative to what it was 6 months ago, 12 months ago, 18 months ago, absolutely ownership is more favorable now than it was 6, 12, and 18 months ago. However, the majority of cities in the U.S. are above their long-term pricing trend. And it is mean reverting. So housing, well, think of a line as to how fast property should appreciate. Right now, we're above that. Property's appreciating too fast. In the past, we've actually been below that, where property's appreciating slower than the long-term trend and therefore the long-term pricing trend. So we're not really in an absolute buyer's market, because if you buy today, you're buying above the long-term pricing trend. That doesn't mean that the housing markets are going to crash like they did a decade plus ago. Too many good things are in place. Low interest rate, high employment, strong economy. There's going to be a slowdown, though. And so if you're buying today, you should think seriously about why are you buying. Maybe it's some non-economic reason or reasons why you would be buying, such as the right location for my kids to go to school in the right school zones, or the amenities that I want in a house. And so housing does become a consumption good as opposed to an investment good at times. And so should you own? I would say yes, I own, but I'm not doing it for strict investment reasons. But I'm very, very cognizant of the fact that prices could either slow down or decline slightly. But I don't see, none of our numbers are anywhere suggestive, and therefore I don't see prices taking a tremendous drop. It would have to be a huge shock to the economy, rapidly rising interest rates. All of a sudden we have high unemployment, the economy slows down. Then we could have some issues. But right now, if we stay on a fairly normal trend, the housing market's going to get a little bumpy. Do you get a better buy today than 6, 12, 18 months ago? Yes. Are you going to buy today and the price is going to go up tremendously tomorrow? Probably not. And if it does, it's only exposing us to more risk, because we would then be getting higher and higher above this long-term pricing trend. So the old saying, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. If you change that up a little bit, you might say the higher you get above the long-term pricing trend in housing, the greater the distance you have to fall. So we get more and more exposed the further we get above this long-term pricing trend. The last 6, 12, 18 months, we've been holding fairly steady. In other words, housing has been going up in terms of ownership. The price that we pay for housing has been going up at about the same rate that the long-term pricing trend has been. So we're not creating greater exposure for ourselves. But when you hear that we're in a buyer's market today, that's not true. You're buying near the top of the housing cycle. I want to thank everybody for listening today. And if you would like to learn more about the BH&J Buy Versus Rent Index, you can find it at business.fau.edu/buy-versus-rent. You can also follow us on Twitter at FAU Housing Econ.
Home Pricing Trends is part of the FAU College of Business podcast network. Learn more at business.fau.edu/podcasts.